What do you look for whenever you are making any kind of an investment? Do you follow a step-by-step process? What if I give you three super simple things to look for in any potential investment that you are planning to make? Would that make your life easier? Well, then hang on till the end of this episode, because that's exactly what I'm going to talk about today. So let's get into it. Welcome to episode 50 of the Rohit Radio Show. This is your host Rohit, and I help people achieve the freedom of time, the freedom of money, and the freedom of location so that they can spend more time with their family, travel more, and live a more real and a fulfilling life. In this episode, my goal is to help you become a pro at investing. There are certain basic things that you need to know while you are investing in anything. But before we get into that, I want to invite you to come and attend my free Financial Freedom Masterclass, in which I teach people how to escape the 9-to-5 rat race in less than 5 years. The masterclass is 100% online. It is free. When you sign up, you get your login details and you have lifetime access to it. So go ahead and claim your lifetime access to this masterclass. I will put the link in the description box below. This masterclass will help you get started on your journey towards your financial independence. Now, just to give you some context here, the only reason why you must be investing is for cash flow, not for capital gains. Cash flow gives you financial freedom, not capital gains. Always keep that in mind. All right, coming back to our topic. So before you make any kind of investment, what are the things that you are looking for? Do you do your due diligence before making that investment? Do you have a framework which you are using before you invest your money in any kind of investment? In this video, I want to talk about the three super simple things that I look for before I make any kind of an investment. Number one, ROI, the return on investment. The first thing that I look for is the ROI, the return on investment. Let me step back a little bit and talk about why we invest our money in the first place. Whenever I ask people, why are you investing your money? They are not sure exactly why they are investing. Most of the people say that they want to make money. That is the reason why they are investing. I think that's a very narrow way of looking at investing. In my view, investing is something that should take you from point A to point B. Point A is your current financial situation, and point B is your financial freedom. So any kind of investment that doesn't take you to financial freedom, I wouldn't call it an investment at all. Financial freedom is when your total monthly passive income either equals or exceeds your total monthly expense. So this means any kind of investment that can give you passive income is a true investment. So that is where the concept of ROI comes in. ROI basically means how much money am I putting into this investment, and in exchange for that, how much money am I receiving back on an annual basis? For example, if I buy a stock for $100 and the stock pays me a dividend of $1 annually, then my ROI is 1%, because I put in $100 and I earned $1 in 1 year from that stock. So the ROI is 1%. On the other hand, let's say I buy a real estate property which is worth $100,000, and I put a down payment of $20,000, and then I put the real estate property on rent, and annually I am making a cash flow of a couple of $1,000s after deducting all of the expenses from the rental income, then my ROI is 10%, because I have a mortgage of $80,000 on this property. The actual money that I have to put in the investment deal is $20,000. So I am earning $2,000 on that $20,000. That's why the ROI is 10%. Or if I go to a bank and tell them to open up a fixed deposit account and they offer me a rate of 3%, then that's the ROI, 3%. So the first thing that I look for in any kind of investment is how much bang I am getting for the buck, or what percent of my money am I getting back in terms of income in 1 year. That's the ROI. Higher the ROI, the more lucrative is the investment. That brings us to the second point, potential reward to risk. The second thing that I look for in any investment is, what is the reward to risk of this investment? Just because your investment offers a very high return on investment doesn't mean that it is a risk-free investment. If there was an investment which was almost risk-free and it offered a very high ROI, then everybody would have already jumped onto the deal, right? So every investment comes with an element of risk. So it is our job as investors to do our due diligence to find out what are the odds that this investment will do well in the future. So I want to know whether my downside is protected or not. I want to know what is the potential reward if this investment does well relative to the risk that I am taking. And this concept of reward to risk is extremely important, because if you make 10 investments and you have a reward to risk of 2.5, then you can still make money even if you get 7 out of 10 investments wrong. Let me explain. For example, you risk $10 each on 10 different investments and the reward to risk is 2.5. So for every $10 that you are risking, your potential reward is $25 on each of those 10 investments. Now assume that 7 out of those 10 investments go south. So the total amount of money that you have lost is $70, because that was the risk that you took. But on the remaining 3 investments, you made $25 each. So that's 25 times 3, which is $75. So net-net, you make 75 minus 70, which is $5. So you can see that even if you were wrong 7 times out of a 10, you still make money. That's the power of the concept of reward to risk. Number 3, the degree of control over the investment. The third thing that I look for in any investment is the degree of control that I have on that investment. This immediately removes all of the standard and conventional investments available out there. Things like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, fixed deposits don't provide me any control over that investment, right? So when I am putting my money in this kind of an investment, I am like an outside investor. So for example, if I buy a stock, I have no influence over the price or the value of that stock. I am completely dependent on the mercy of the markets to deliver me the returns that I want. That's what I mean by control. The more control I have on my investment, the lesser is the risk of that investment, and the lesser is the risk of the investment, the higher is going to be the reward. So I pay very close attention to the degree of control that I have on my investments. And when it comes to the degree of control, it makes a lot of sense to invest in your own part-time or full-time business, because there you can control the cash flow, the investments, taxes, etc. Please understand that investing does not mean investing in other people's businesses. Investing can also mean investing in your own business, right? So in summary, what I would say is, I look at 3 basic things when I'm making any kind of an investment. I look at how much bang I am getting for the buck. So I look at the return on investment. Then I look at how much is the reward I am getting relative to the risk that I am taking. And then I look at the degree of control that I have on that particular investment before I am making that investment. I try to ascertain whether I am an inside investor in this deal or am I an outside investor in this deal. The more control I have, the lesser is the risk of that investment, because I can influence the value of that investment. A quick example I can give you is, if you own a real estate property, you can develop that property and increase the value of that property. That is what I mean by degree of control over your investment. You can't do that with stocks that you buy from the stock market. If the management of the business behind the stock ends up taking very bad decision regarding the day-to-day operations of the company, then it will have a material impact on your investment in that business. That's what I mean by not having control. So all in all, I would say that investing is something that can take you to financial freedom if you do it correctly. So my question to you is this: are you checking these 3 things whenever you are making any kind of an investment? Let me know in the comment section. I am all ears to your story. If you are truly serious about achieving financial freedom in your life, you will find out the answer to that question and do the right thing for yourself. I have confidence in you. Talking about financial freedom, again, I want to invite you to come and attend my free Financial Freedom Masterclass, in which I teach people how to escape the 9-to-5 rat race in less than 5 years. The masterclass is 100% online. It is free. When you sign up, you get your login details and you have lifetime access to it. So go ahead and claim your lifetime access to this masterclass. I will put the link in the description box below. This masterclass will get you started on your journey towards your goal of your financial independence. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. I have given you enough food for thought. I hope you got value out of this. This is your host Rohit signing off for now. I will see you same time, same place next week. Bye for now. Take care. Thank you so much.